The first poem's called Wild Enough. Wild Enough. There were stories about girls wild enough, one in particular, Dulce. In her pale green halter, the faint shadows around her nipples, the way we all noticed, they changed in the school air conditioning. The schoolyard cigarette between her lips. Those lips could do anything. The scornful smile, the sneer, the break into warmth no one ever expected. She could start screaming and still hold a cigarette in the corner of her mouth. When she breathed it in, her eyelids drooped and she looked to the side as if she, whom we thought so known, so physical, so summed in the calf muscles flexing, the wonderful body stretching from the arched foot through the fingers. All of her was lost the moment she tasted the cigarette. And we didn't know her. Girls like her, wild enough to sleep alone on the beach, not once for kicks, but again and again. The seals can spot a girl like that, can see the light her body throws off and everything we miss about her body. There were stories of how she woke in the dark and the sound of lapping waves. The tide crept almost to her feet, but didn't touch her, and the body 6 inches from hers, wept its heat. It was the one she needed, the sand giving under her shoulders, right there. Later, she woke again, tied long out. The body that had what? Loved her? Was gone. In the shallows, paddled a harbor seal. Watching her, the way they watch us.